And now, time to catch up on the mail.
William Garmo, who listens to member station WAMU in the Washington, D.C. area, writes, I listened to former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich offer commentary about the current state of corruption of power in Congress. How ironic to listen to someone such as Mr. Gingrich speak about the causes of unethical and corrupt behavior. While his track record qualifies him to be familiar with such behavior, he hardly warrants being viewed as an expert on how to correct the current state of affairs. That's the view of William Garmo. While Speaker, by the way, Gingrich was reprimanded by the House Ethics Committee for giving incorrect information. He also returned a much-criticized book advance, but did not face criminal charges.
Brian Smith of Shrewsbury, Massachusetts, adds, Newt Gingrich's commentary that big government is the cause of corruption is totally off base. All governments, big, small, and in between, experience corruption. As long as there is money and power for people to lust after, corruption will exist.
There were two errors in our story earlier this week about the Teen Screen program for identifying depression. We said the program screened 14,000 students in 2005. The program says in reality it screened 55,000. And in the lawsuit mentioned in the story, the defendants are the local school district.
Dan Hodlick of Atlanta says he doesn't like the way his age group was described in an interview about baby boomers and so-called Generation Xers in the workplace. Dan Hodlick writes that, contrary to what our guests suggested, younger people like him are not switching jobs every 5 years because we don't get enough advancement or guidance from our bosses. That's not the people I know, he continues. With a few exceptions, most have been employed by the same employer for far longer than 5 years, with no intention of going anywhere.
Here's an opinion from the other side of the generation gap. Doug Hall writes, I worked in Silicon Valley in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And it was a common practice to change jobs every couple of years. We embraced new technologies and brought them into the workplace. He says it comes as no surprise that Gen Xers want to take credit for things others pioneered. They think they invented it all because they have no sense of history.
We also got a letter asking about our sense of gender. Deanna Tolliver of St. Robert, Missouri writes, Am I the only person irritated by the guy who was discussing how to pick a financial planner? She continues, He advised choosing a guy who was certified and to watch out for guys who try to sell ancillary products. My financial planner is a woman. The guy you interviewed sounded like someone living in the 1950s.
We received a number of responses to a woman who was singing in the 1950s and is still busy today.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
The folk singer Odetta spoke to us as part of our series of conversations called The Long View. During that interview, we spoke about a performance at the Amazing Grace Coffee House in 1972. Lynn McKenna Frazier writes to tell us she was at that performance in Evanston, Illinois. She writes, I'll never forget how Odetta entered at the back of the building and began to sing a cappella, absolutely silencing the room as she walked to the tiny stage. I'd place that experience over any of the big pyrotechnic shows anytime.
So, to close, no pyrotechnics, just Odetta from a New York City performance released last year.
And if this program jogs your memory, send us an email by going to npr.org. Click on Contact Us.
This little light of mine.